Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I have a special edition for you. I'm currently running a 5-day challenge called Manifest Your Ideal Weight, and it's a 5-day free training with homework to get you started shifting your mindset and bringing the unconscious things that create your reality around weight and food into your conscious awareness. This is a super, super important part of manifesting weight loss, is to bring the unconscious into conscious awareness. So it's going to be a great 5 days. I want you to join in and get lots out of this free training. Just know that the audio trainings are only going to be up on the podcast temporarily. So make sure you take part while they're up. And also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyouridealweight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio, and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook, and enjoy the challenge. Love you guys. Hey, beautiful babe. Welcome to the Ideal Weight Manifestation 5-Day Challenge with Barbara Orban. We are going to completely shift your reality around your weight and food so that you can finally step into the version of yourself at your desired weight. So let's get started. Hey, 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 babes. Welcome to day 3 of the Manifest Your Ideal Weight Challenge. I'm super, super proud of you guys, like, for doing the homework. I am so happy to see all of you be so real and raw with your emotions in the Facebook group, and notice, like, how similar, as I read your posts, and I know, like, I haven't gotten around to all of them yet, but I have read a lot of them, and I do want to respond to everybody. But I have read a lot of your posts, and I just know, like I said, we are all so similar, and I just really need you to understand that what you believe to be going on in your brain, like the insecurities that you have, actually everybody thinks these things, okay? You're not alone. We're actually all one. We're all connected. And so by improving your inner world, you're also raising the vibration of the whole world. I know that sounds really woo-woo, but it's fully what I believe. And I think it's exciting that those of you, you know, have been vulnerable and posting stuff out there, just more and more shows people just how similar we all are, and the fact that you're not alone in your struggles, and the fact that you're not alone in your struggles, right? This is the amazing thing. The fact that we all have this critical voice in our heads means that the things that we perceive wrong in ourselves are just a perception, and everybody has negative and positive aspects. And the more you can see the fact that everybody has negative and positive aspects, I hope can start to release this pressure around having to be perfect, because nobody is perfect. Everybody has negative and positive aspects, and everybody has insecurities and self-doubts and fears. So I want you to start to realize and see that there's nothing wrong with you where you're at now, but you also have to shift the energy and change this reality that you're experiencing, okay? Because obviously that you're wanting to improve this aspect of your life. So it's totally possible. And I'm going to talk about that today, because I'm going to talk about reframing and meeting your needs, okay? We're going to reframe your emotional attachment to food. We're going to start talking about meeting your needs. Because at the end of the day, the reason why we turn to food is because we're not getting our needs met, okay? And we can't blame our circumstances or our outer, like our environment for that, because you can't say, I'm emotionally eating because I'm lonely, or I'm emotionally eating because I'm not happy in my career. Even though that can be true, at the end of the day, in order to manifest our reality in every aspect, we have to work on our inner selves and meet our inner needs and become a vibrational match to what we want by learning how to bring ourselves back into alignment. So the amazing and wonderful, beautiful thing about emotional eating is that it's literally forcing you to practice getting into alignment. And guess how you manifest your dream life? Is knowing how to get into alignment. And so maybe you've manifested certain things, and so you understand what I mean by getting into alignment, but we get to do that around your food and weight now, okay? So let's talk today about how to start to shift your perception of your emotional eating and your weight loss manifestation, okay? Because a lot of the time, like I said yesterday, people have dieting trauma, okay? And they view dieting as this suffering thing that you have to discipline yourself into doing, and you have to take food away. Now, from a survival perspective and from an emotional perspective, if you view food as something you have to take away, and you also have a relationship to food where food is serving a purpose for you, you can see that there's a conflict there. And like I said, we generally move towards pleasure and away from pain. So you see dieting as painful, you see food as pleasurable, you can see why you're not going to lose weight easily, okay? It's going to be a battle that's too difficult to keep up. It's very much a pushing energy, or it's like that slingshot that I talk about that bounces back, okay? Because you're just pulling, there's the energy that needs to be released, okay? That's not very sustainable type of energy to operate from there. So we need to start to shift this energy to change your reality, okay? So rather than see emotional eating and the eating as this thing you have to take away, you have to reframe it, okay? And like, this can take time because of your relationship to food, okay? Because you may see foods as good and bad, and certain foods are very alluring to you. They trigger strong emotional responses, and dieting also triggers other emotions in you. So there's work to do around your relationship to food also. But basically, like, with your, the other thing is true, like what I was going to say is that because people's methods of weight loss have been a lot of the time extreme dieting triggers emotional eating and makes it worse, okay? So one other thing that took me a long time to realize was that I was always trying to be too extreme and wondering why I couldn't get over emotional eating. Well, because I was dieting too much, and I had to recognize the balance and moderation in between, okay? So when a lot of you are kind of like, I don't know how to cut out certain foods, the perception is that you have to cut them out in order to lose weight. That's what you need to reframe, because you don't have to cut anything out in order to lose weight. And the more you can convince yourself of that, the easier weight loss will become. Now, So there's so many aspects of emotional eating to cover, but for the purpose of this challenge, what I really want to tell you from my experience of overcoming this and losing the 30 pounds and keeping it off was hugely around reframing the perceptions and beliefs of myself and food. The thing is with your mind is that if you see weight loss solely about taking food away, and you have a relationship to food where it is your means to cope, you can't just expect yourself to take a food away. You can't, because you have to replace that with something. Like, you cannot just take food away. You cannot, something has to fill in for that. So the best way to overcome emotional eating is to give to yourself and meet your needs rather than seeing that you have to learn to take food away. You have to find ways in which to cope. And this isn't just about going for a walk, taking a bath, or like meditating. This is about shifting your perception of the world and how you operate in it. Okay, so I'm going to get to that. Because it isn't about the action you take, but the energy in which you operate in, okay? And your energy, is it about your emotions and thoughts and beliefs? And through the homework today, we're going to really assess, you know, how much of your thoughts and feelings and beliefs are negatively geared towards driving you to food, because you just can't cope because of how negative the dialogue is in your head. Now, like I said, you have to learn to give to yourself and meet your needs in order to have less desire for food. So it isn't about taking the food away, but coming to a point where you don't desire to use it. Or you, like when I've group coached people through my group coaching, their appetite decreases as the natural byproduct of working through the emotions, okay? There's a specific formula to do this that I teach. Now, like I said, if you have the perception that overcoming emotional eating is about losing out, you will always struggle with it. If you think that it's about having to cut food out and deprive yourself, it's always going to feel hard, okay? So it's much deeper than that. It's not just about losing weight, okay? I want you to see that overcoming your emotional eating is about not letting your ego rule your mind and your life. Because if you're turning to food, it means that there are certain thought patterns and beliefs that are running from ego that cause you to feel bad. Otherwise, the desire to eat wouldn't be there. If we were full positive, I mean, not that anyone can be fully positive, but if you were fully aligned 100% and positive in all aspects of your life, you wouldn't need to turn to food. Like, even Tony Robbins, I've heard him talk about this. And when people question him on his diet and say, you know, like, how do you eat and stuff like that? He's like, I eat a very simple diet because I get my pleasure from life. There you go. You know what I'm saying? So he thinks in that way too. He understands how our brain works and psychology and why we turn to food, why we have weight issues, okay? So, and I've overcome this too. So don't feel like you can't do it, okay? I've been in the depths of the worst type of situation and I've come out of it gradually. So just keep going, okay? Now, it's so much deeper than your weight. Like I was saying, you want to have this perception that it's about improving your self-doubts and perfectionism, whether it's about your body or your personality or other areas of your life. Like, we have to look deeper in these. Don't make it about the food per se. Make it about your well-being and not ignoring what's going on in your head, because food doesn't actually fix the problem. It's actually a means of stifling your growth and ignoring problems. So it may seem like a good solution and it may be an illusion that it makes you feel better and you're happier as a result of it, but it's not. And don't mix this up with, because what I notice is maybe you mix it up with, because the first question I asked yesterday was, do you love food or do you use it as a means to cope? Because you can still love food and not have a weight issue. You can still eat out and enjoy pizza and enjoy cocktails and enjoy burgers and whatever in moderation. So don't feel like you have to have an either or situation. This is about reframing so you manifest your ideal weight without the dieting mentality, okay? Without this perception that you have to be deprived. So don't feel like overcoming emotional eating is about having to take food away, okay? Let's just look at how it's not fixing your problems, okay? And make this about fixing your inner world and how that is bigger than weight loss, and watch how you will manifest weight loss as well. Because that's actually the key to manifestation here, is when you have that detachment, okay? And a lot of you, because you've been struggling for weight for so long, it's difficult for you to practice that detachment from the outcome, okay? So when you make it bigger than weight loss, it kind of loosens that resistance and that attachment up to the outcome a bit. This is all just more energetic stuff right now. So the universe is literally waving a flag at you for the certain issues that you need to work on in order to manifest your desires. So that's how you want to make this bigger than weight loss. Like, oh my God. And then watch how that actually drives so much momentum in helping you manifest your weight loss, okay? When you start doing the deeper emotional work and you start to work on the reasons why you have the weight issue, there is nothing that's going to be able to stop you from losing weight and keeping it off. Just like how easy it is for me now, this is how the universe works, okay? So now emotions are here to serve a purpose. So we don't want to judge them or push them away. They are messengers to guide us through life. It's such a limitation to be afraid or judge your emotions, because I get it. Like, I had this fear of overcoming emotional eating. Like, am I going to be a weaker person? It's actually the opposite. I'm stronger, so much stronger for it. Okay. So don't let the ego keep you small by putting that kind of a limitation or limiting belief in your mind. Now, so the homework for today, number one is, how much of your day do you think about food and weight? Now, if you're an emotional eater, chances are majority of the time you are thinking about your food and weight. And now this is the issue, because in order to become a vibrational match to being the person that's at their ideal weight, they wouldn't be thinking about food and weight so much, because they'd be living their life because they've already lost weight. Okay, so I need you to start to think about how much of your day you're thinking about food and weight. Also, because your reticular activating system will filter things, and if you think about food a lot, you will suffer with more cravings. So it's about changing what is taking up your thoughts throughout the day. Okay, number two, how much of your self-talk is negative, and do you have a loving voice or just the ego negative? Start to see the ways in which you're so critical of yourself, your weight, how you eat, etc., etc., and take notes of this, okay? This is all about getting more information and seeing the stuff that you have to start to work on, okay? Number three, if you woke up tomorrow and were at your dream weight, how would you view yourself and your life differently to how you do now? This is really important, you guys. This was a massive step in up leveling for me, and shifted my weight loss hugely when I started to implement this, okay? Was the realizing that how I was perceiving myself and life was different. And when I started to perceive myself how I wanted to, I started to lose weight. Now, that brings us to the next question in relation to the same. Imagine if you woke up at your dream weight. Would you be as hard on yourself as you are now? Would you be as negative to yourself as you are now? Take note on that, okay? Now, number five is, what would you focus on throughout the day if you woke up at your ideal weight? Again, the exercise is about waking up at your dream weight tomorrow. What would you focus on throughout the day, and how would you show up differently in your life, in your relationships, in your career, etc., etc.? So this again is like the same thing. I want you to start to notice the cycle you're in. I want you to start to notice why you're emotionally eating. You're emotionally eating and you have unmet needs because you're not living the life you want to live. And you're forcing yourself to be in a mental block because you think that you need to lose the weight in order to be that person. Now, notice that if you lost the weight, you would think differently. People don't realize that the formula to manifestation is be, do, have. People get stuck and believe that it's do, have, be. Okay, think about that for a moment because this is really important. So I just really want to repeat that because this is really important. It's a big part of manifestation, okay? The formula is be, do, have, okay? Now, with weight loss, you think it's do, have, be, okay? You think you need to take action. You need to do the stuff to like go on a diet and exercise. Then you'll have the weight loss. Then you'll be the person you want to be, okay? To overcome your emotional eating, you have to be the person you want to be. Then you'll be able to do the weight loss stuff because you won't be an emotional eater. Then you'll have the weight loss. That's where people get this wrong, okay? Listen to that over and over again because it is gold in terms of understanding why you haven't manifested weight loss and how to manifest weight loss, okay? Start the bit to be the person you want by assessing the thoughts and beliefs and doubts, etc. to work on, okay? Post your homework in the group. Interact with each other, you know, find a buddy if you need some help. This is really life transforming questions, okay? So I hope you can see the purpose of these questions and to start to get you more self-aware of what is going on and why you're manifesting the reality you are around weight. So I'm super excited to help you start to shift this. I'm super excited for the next couple of days. You're doing an amazing job, okay? Be super proud of yourself for showing up and doing these questions and start to really see how you can be the person that you want to be and how that's going to give you the momentum to do the things you need to do to have your desired weight, okay? All right, I love you guys and I'll catch you in the Facebook group. Bye. Also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyourideal weight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.